From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Global markets recovered some of their recent losses Tuesday. Stock prices rose after Chinese authorities took action to stimulate their weakening economy. China's central bank cut interest rates 0.25% and told banks they could hold less money in reserve. That move makes it easier for consumers to buy products and companies to build factories and hire people. The UN Security Council is threatening to take quick action if South Sudan's President Salva Kiir does not sign a peace agreement with rebels Wednesday. President Kiir has agreed to sign the peace agreement in the capital of Juba on Wednesday. Rebel leader and former Vice President Riek Machar already has signed it. Officials say record numbers of migrants are entering Hungary. They are arriving in many parts of Europe. We get more from Lisa Schlein.
The UN Refugee Agency says the chaotic scenes of thousands of desperate people trying to enter the former Yugoslav Republic of Macedonia over the weekend has calmed. But it warns the flight of these desperate people is continuing and is unstoppable. UNHCR spokeswoman Melissa Fleming says people are coming in groups of 300 to 400. Monitors at the Macedonian border say up to 3,000 asylum seekers are arriving every day, most fleeing violence and conflict in Syria, Afghanistan, and Iraq. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
French prosecutors announced Tuesday they have launched an investigation into last week's terrorist attack in a high-speed train. Paris prosecutor Frédéric Moulin said the man detained in connection with the attack, Ayoub El-Khazani, is being investigated for attempted murder connected to terrorism. This is VOA News. Burundi's president, Pierre Nkurunziza, swore in a new cabinet Tuesday following his re-election to a third term. Members of the ruling party were given 15 of 20 spots, including the key posts leading the ministries of defense, the interior, finance, and foreign affairs. The chairman of Turkey's election board announced Tuesday elections will be held November 1st. The announcement came a day after President Recep Tayyip Erdogan formally asked for a new parliamentary vote. Mr. Erdogan Tuesday asked Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoglu to form a temporary cabinet. Turkey has agreed to fly in coalition air missions against the Islamic State group. Carla Babb reports.
The Turks and Americans have finalized a deal under which Turkey could start flying in anti-Islamic State operations within the next few days. Pentagon Press Secretary Peter Cook applauded the agreement.
The fact that Turkey is now going to be flying alongside with other coalition aircraft is a significant step forward, one we've been waiting for. We've been trying to work out these logistical details. We've been able to do that.
Turkey last month agreed to allow U.S. aircraft to fly anti-Islamic State missions out of its Incirlik airbase. Carla Babb, The Pentagon.
The United Nations nuclear chief said Tuesday he is confident of his agency's ability to determine if Iran had sought to develop a nuclear weapon more than a decade ago. International Atomic Energy Agency Chief Yukiya Amano spoke at a meeting in Vienna. Photos posted online by the Islamic State terrorist group claim to show the destruction of a 2,000-year-old temple at the Syrian World Heritage Site in Palmyra. In a series of images posted Tuesday, several men are seen carrying barrels into the temple, and smoke and debris is seen from an explosion. UNESCO called the temple's destruction a war crime. A Russian military court in Rostov-on-Don Tuesday sentenced acclaimed Ukrainian film director Oleh Sentsov to 20 years in prison on charges of leading a terrorist group in attacks in Crimea. The court ruled Sentsov led members of the Right Sector, a right-wing Ukrainian nationalist group, in attacks on pro-Russian organizations in the Black Sea Peninsula, including the offices of the ruling party. Rights groups say the case shows every sign of being a politically motivated show trial. Authorities in Spain and Morocco arrested 14 people Tuesday, suspected of being a part of a network to recruit people to join the Islamic State group in Iraq and Syria. Spain's Interior Ministry said the arrests took place in San Martín de la Vega, just south of Madrid, and in five locations in northern Morocco. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.